Brokering a peace deal between Israelis and Palestinians may still be a ways off. So, following the advice that you never walk away empty-handed, President Trump arrived in Israel today with a shorter-term deal, a de facto alliance with Saudi Arabia and other Sunni Arab states, countries that, like Israel, view Iran as a threat. Israeli journalist Ita Prince-Gibson joins us from Jerusalem. So, as I mentioned earlier on the show, Ita, perhaps the first sign of this rapprochement is that Air Force One is believed to have been the first plane ever to fly directly from Saudi Arabia to Israel, which is a pretty potent symbol, I gather, for Israelis. And even you had a close encounter with the president's helicopter, Marine One, in your backyard in Jerusalem, yeah?
Yeah, right in front of my house, practically, it landed. But more seriously, yes, to Israelis, being accepted, being recognized, is one of the most important dividends of peace, at least on a socio-political level. And the fact that the plane landed directly from Riyadh to Tel Aviv was a very moving thing. The last time that happened was when President Sadat came from Egypt for the peace agreement in the 70s.
Well, let's talk about this alliance. It's kind of fascinating because shoring up some kind of relationship between Saudi Arabia, the U.S., and Israel is kind of surprising. But when you frame it as cooperative animosity toward Iran, it starts making some sense. Will it make sense to Israelis, though? Are they confident that this will make them more secure?
Absolutely. First of all, it's building on something that, while it doesn't get a lot of press, is in fact in place, which is the Arab Peace Initiative dating back to the beginning of 2000s and reiterated only in March of this year, which is a promise of normalization with Israel in exchange for a resolution of the Israel-Palestinian problem. So, yeah, that will resonate, not only because of Iran, but also because of the promise of connections, hope, and everything that we would hope to have with the Arab countries.
I mean, Donald Trump continues to honor the nuclear deal with Iran, though, even though he said otherwise during the campaign. If you play that off, the chaos in the Trump White House, you still think Israelis will give Trump the benefit of the doubt here?
It's hard to know. I think that what Israelis will trust more is what appears to be on the table for Israel. Israelis are a pretty cynical bunch. And I think that they will look very carefully at any agreement and how well inked it is. Certainly, the agreement with Iran is not popular in Israel, even among moderates. And so anything that seems to put that at risk, as you said, the enemy of my enemy is my friend, of your enemy is my friend, that would make sense.
You were saying earlier, Ita, that the biggest dividend for Israel is just getting recognition. I mean, don't they get a lot of recognition without an alliance like this?
From the Arab countries, no.
Not
I mean, that's
Arab,
why
no.
Not from the Arab countries. And with all the reservations that many moderate and progressive Israelis have towards the Gulf countries, as I assume Americans do too, in terms of human rights and all the other issues, being recognized by an Arab state, the legitimacy of Israeli existence as a political entity being recognized. No, we don't get a lot of that. If a plane flying directly is that big a deal that it's a headline on all of the papers, then it tells you how Israelis do not feel and aren't recognized. We don't have business dealings. We have no recognition on that level from the major Arab countries.
So I just want to ask you one more thing, Ita, because just last week, a lot of Israelis were alarmed over President Trump's sharing of classified intelligence with the Russians, which apparently came from Israel and could have compromised a sensitive Israeli intelligence operation. Is there any evidence of that anger today?
No. There's evidence of the same divisions that you see in America, in the United States, that you see here, but that's not coming up. It is very much in Netanyahu's interest, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's interest, to have this go well. It's very much in Trump's interest to have this go well, and that's not being played up at all.
Israeli journalist Ita Prince-Gibson, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.